So hear now these words from Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul, another servant of God, who says this. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, and who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul asks here, who will intercede for us? Who will be with us? And the good news is that Paul declares for us that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. And so I don't know what's going on in your world this week. I don't know what's been heavy on your hearts this week. But I want you to know, and I want to affirm, that for us, God is with us. Each and every one of us. And the good news is that nothing can separate us from God's love. This week, I've been one of the things I do to prepare my sermons is I often read poetry. I had a professor in seminary, his name is Richard Lisher, probably one of the most amazing professors I ever had. His area of expertise, he's a homiletics professor, which means a preaching professor, and his area of expertise is on the preaching of Dr. Martin Luther King. And so he's just one of the most amazing people. But he told us, when you leave this place, when you graduate from here, I want you to read poetry. Because when you read poetry and you see the beautiful ways that words are crafted together, it will only aid you in your preaching. And this week, I follow a poet on Instagram. Her handle is Notes on the Way, for those Instagrammers in the house. And she wrote this poem. She says, I consider myself a woman of faith. Still, seasons convince me there's life after death in a way no scripture ever has. Theirs is a liturgy of promise, a communion of supernatural hope. So I give thanks to the trees for their own holy life, death, and resurrection, for the giving of their bodies so we who are paying attention can rest assured. Yes, can know, because earth always told us so, that the renewal will surely come. Sometimes I think about death and how there's no way around it, and how one day I'll be without you, and there's nothing that can be done about that. Then the heartache, however premature, rips me open. But I watch the treetops. I watch them like a phoenix. I, just like a phoenix indeed, turn the most brazen reds and golds of fire in the great burning out in which we find a new beginning. May your kingdom come. We're in a beautiful part of the country where we see lots of leaves that are still turning. leaves that turn from green to gold and fiery red, that remind us of the cycle of life that we find in God. That when those leaves die, we see the promise of life spring up in them again. I know we're approaching this holiday season and the madness that is the couple weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I bet that your families are going to be so busy that we might take for granted those little things all around us that remind us that God is with us. The leaves that will surely bloom, the tulips that will spring from the earth, the candles that show us that God's light is here. I want you to know that just as the God who rescued Daniel is the God who rescues you and me, who rescues all of us in this communion of faith. And no matter how you may be feeling this week, if you too may be overcome with grief and feeling the sting of death, maybe years after you lost a loved one, or if you've been just worried and fearful about what's going on in the world right now, know and trust that the God of Daniel, who offers a word of hope to people facing a world of fear, is the same God who offers a word of hope to us. Hope that life springs out of the death, that light shines in their darkness, and that love conquers hate each and every day. Paul's words from Christ echo this for us and give us a new way to see this story. To see a world where Christ would never abandon us, just like the God of Daniel never abandoned him. To show us and to remind us that Christ is with us every step of the way, and there is nothing in our world that can separate us from that. So may your kingdom come, as the poet says, in the springing of new life, in the glimmers of red and gold in the trees that surround us, in the relationships that you form, in the saints that surround you this day. May you know and may you trust that God is with us. As John Wesley, founder of Methodism, says, "The best of all is God with us." May that be the truth that we proclaim with our lips and that we live out with our lives today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And now let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you that even in weeks where things seem weak and weary, that you're with us, that you instill hope and love and light in us, in our journeys and in our world. We thank you, O God, for our journey through the book of Daniel, as challenging as it may be. May it remind us that you never abandon us, and that even when we feel weak in the world, you find ways to strengthen us every day. Thank you, O God, for your servant Paul, who declared for us that nothing can separate us from you, a word that we need to be reminded of again and again, and something we must not take for granted. So strengthen us, O God, as we journey from this space and into a time of Advent, when we as your people patiently await your coming, knowing that the best of all is that you are with us every day. It's in your name that we pray.